Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Light We Carry by Michelle Obama. Published in 2022, this book is a profound exploration by the former First Lady of the United States, which dissects complex themes such as community, identity, and relationships. Michelle Obama, with her hallmark warmth and honesty, posits that everyone possesses an inner light. Through her insightful narrative, she guides us on how to harness and project this light, highlighting its capacity to foster hope, healing, and pathways toward a more inclusive and kinder world. Michelle Obama is an accomplished attorney and writer, renowned for her impactful tenure as the First Lady from 2009 to 2017, the first Black woman to ever hold this position. Beyond her role in the White House, Obama has been a fierce advocate for women's rights, veterans, and child health, leaving a lasting imprint on these sectors. Her best-selling memoir, Becoming, has touched millions, selling over 17 million copies globally, testament to her resonating voice and story. The Light We Carry is an essential read for anyone whose fears act as barriers to living a life true to themselves, for those seeking to replace isolation with community and lasting friendships, and for individuals looking for the courage to persist in their endeavors during tough times. Join us as we uncover the wisdom and strategies Michelle Obama shares to shine our lights brightly in a world that often seems dim. The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times. Introduction. Illuminate your inner light with Michelle Obama's guiding wisdom. In a world that seems to be spiraling into deeper isolation, with the tentacles of digital age pulling us away from genuine human connections, where political tumults shake the very ground we stand on, and where the future appears cloaked in uncertainty, it's easy to feel unmoored, anxious, and powerless. You're not treading these turbulent waters alone. Michelle Obama, with her unparalleled journey through the corridors of power and her steadfast commitment to change, empathizes with this very struggle. Her voice has been a beacon for many, advocating for systemic reform, championing the power of enduring friendships amidst adversity, and embodying resilience by famously championing, "When they go low, we go high." But how, you might wonder, can one navigate the complexities of using their voice effectively, especially in an era marked by polarizing divides? How can one forge connections that not only endure but empower? And how does one consistently choose the high road in the face of provocations? These are questions many of us ponder, searching for the elusive blueprint to a life of impact, purpose, and profound connection. Michelle Obama approaches these queries with a refreshing blend of realism and optimism. She doesn't pretend to hold all the answers in a world that often feels chaotic and beyond our individual control. She recognizes the myriad challenges we face, be it from institutions that might seek to diminish our voices, or the everyday hurdles in living a life marked by authenticity and courage. Yet Obama believes in an immutable truth: a flicker of hope, joy, and empathy resides within each of us. This light is our most potent arsenal in the battle for a better world. By nurturing this inner light, we illuminate paths to deeper connections, foster a greater understanding among divergent walks of life, and pave the way for a society anchored in fairness and mutual respect. Michelle Obama is now ready to unfold the strategies that have helped her nurture her light, hoping to inspire you to discover and harness yours. Her insights serve as a lighthouse for those seeking to chart a course through the stormy seas of contemporary life, offering direction and clarity. With her guiding wisdom, find out how you too can spark the light you carry within, transforming the seemingly insurmountable darkness into a canvas of limitless possibilities. Part 1. Embrace your fears and let your unique light shine. Bright deep within each of us lies a unique spark. It's an exquisite blend of our talents, determination, and the insatiable curiosity that propels us forward. Yet, for many, This inner light remains dimmed, shrouded in the shadows of fear. We live in a world that, quite frankly, can be terrifying. Yet, amidst pandemics, social unrest, and environmental crises, it's not just the events themselves that fuel our fears, but also the relentless barrage of media narratives designed to keep us in a perpetual state of anxiety. So how do we step out of this cycle of fear? How do we allow our unique light to radiate with all its might? Michelle Obama, through her incredible journey and encounters with some of the world's most iconic figures, from Nelson Mandela to Maya Angelou, has gleaned profound insights on this very question. Despite their appearance of being unflappable, each of these luminaries has faced fears just as we do. The reality is, fear is universal. But it's not the absence of fear that defines us. It's how we navigate it. One of Obama's earliest lessons in confronting fear came from an unexpected source, a mechanical turtle in a church play. At just 4 years old, she was faced with the dilemma of performing on stage with the turtle or allowing her fears to keep her from shining. The lesson she learned that day, that avoiding fear may feel safe but comes with its own set of sacrifices, has stayed with her. Confronting our fears, Obama suggests, propels us away from the comforts of conformity and opens us up to the richness of diversity and the thrill of the unknown. But dealing with fear doesn't mean silencing that internal voice of doubt. Instead, it's about engaging in a dialogue with it, challenging the narratives that hold us back, and asking ourselves, what am I genuinely afraid of? For Obama, a defining moment of facing fear came with the possibility of her husband, Barack Obama, running for president. The fear of change, of the unknown consequences this path might lead their family to, was overwhelming. But by conversing with her fearful mind, dissecting the roots of her apprehension, and reminding herself of their history of thriving amidst change, she was able to see the opportunity for growth and new experiences. The decision to endorse Barack Obama's presidential run wasn't just a leap into the unknown. It was a testament to the power of facing fears head-on and not letting them constrict the boundless potential our lives hold. Thus, the next time the murmurings of fear begin to cloud your judgment, listen closely, not just for the caution they advise, but also for the opportunities they may be masking. Ask yourself, are these fears holding me back from experiencing the full spectrum of life? From truly letting my light shine? Engage with your fears, question them, and use them as a guiding force to explore the expanse of possibilities that await when we dare to step out of our comfort zones. It's in these moments of uncertainty and challenge that our lights shine the brightest, illuminating paths not just for ourselves but for those we journey with. Let's dare to make our world a little bigger, one fearless step at a time. Part 2. Ignite connections. Let your light shine through friendships and community building. The dazzling spectacle of light and camaraderie at Barack Obama's first inauguration in 2009 was a sight to behold. While the event drew a constellation of stars and illustrious figures, from Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg to Beyoncé and the revered civil rights activist Congressman John Lewis, Michelle Obama's gaze was drawn to a different kind of starlight. Her heart swelled with joy upon spotting Elizabeth, Verna, and Kelly in the crowd, friends who had been her companions through various chapters of life, from academic halls to the labyrinthine journey of motherhood. Michelle Obama openly attributes her resilience, her professional triumphs, and the richness of her personal life not solely to the support of her family or the partnership with Barack, but significantly to the constellation of friendships she has nurtured over the years. Her network of friends, a treasure trove of wisdom, solace, and conviviality, has been her sanctuary through life's roller coaster. However, not everyone feels they are basking in the warmth of such connections, and if the idea of vibrant, nourishing friendship stirs within you a sense of longing or melancholy, you're not traversing this path alone. The fabric of our society, increasingly frayed by the emphasis on self-reliance, coupled with the distorting lens of social media, has left many feeling adrift and disconnected. The Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, appointed by Barack Obama, echoed this sentiment strongly when he identified loneliness as a paramount concern during his nationwide listening tour. The irony is stark. In an age touted as the zenith of connectedness, thanks to digital advances, a pervasive loneliness epidemic festers, underscoring the profound impact of genuine human connections, or the lack thereof. Wholeheartedly, Michelle Obama champions the extraordinary potential of friendships to illuminate and transform lives. For her, fostering friendships isn't a matter of serendipity, but a deliberate act of cultivation, as vital as tending to one's career or family. The initial overture towards someone, what Obama refers to as the ignition point, might seem daunting, suffused with vulnerability and the fear of rejection. The task isn't rendered any easier by her public stature, which adds layers of complexity to forging new connections. Yet, it's within this very vulnerability, the willingness to reach out and say, "I'd like to know you better," that the essence of building community lies. Shifting the focus from our own insecurities to the act of extending kindness and genuine curiosity towards another can dismantle barriers. By perceiving this outreach as a gesture of generosity, illuminating the light within the other, we pave the way for meaningful connections. It's a reciprocal dance of lights, yours illuminating theirs and theirs in turn illuminating yours. This approach demystifies the act of fostering friendships, revealing it as an enriching journey of mutual discovery and shared joy. So the next time the opportunity to ignite a new connection presents itself, remember, it's not just about overcoming your fears, but about the profound joys and untold riches that lie in seeing and being seen, in recognizing the light within another and letting your own light shine in communion. Part 3. Choosing Light Over Darkness. Even in the toughest times. In the tumultuous year of 2016, as Barack Obama's presidency neared its end, America found itself at a critical crossroads. The presidential campaign, polarized by the contrasting visions of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, became a battleground of ideologies. Trump's rhetoric, heavily laden with messages that stoked fear, suggested a nation under siege, from rising crime rates to economic instability, portraying himself as the sole savior. During this high-stakes period, Michelle Obama stood firmly on the principles of optimism, hope, and integrity. At a pivotal rally, she shared a guiding maxim that originated from the dinner conversations of the Obama household. "When they go low, we go high." This wasn't merely a call to maintain moral high ground, but an invitation to embody a philosophy of life, to choose principled actions over pettiness, and aspire towards the greater good instead of succumbing to base instincts. Yet the path of going high is fraught with challenges, especially when observed against the backdrop of subsequent global and national crises, from pandemics to social injustices. The question then arises, in the face of such persistent darkness, is adhering to the principle of going high still viable? Michelle Obama's response is unwavering. Yes. Adopting this stance isn't about seeking instant gratification or immediate victories. It's a sustained commitment to growth and principled living. Here's how Obama embodies this approach. Pause, don't pounce. In moments of provocation or insult, the natural impulse might be to react with anger or hurt. Obama underscores the importance of pausing to navigate these emotional currents thoughtfully, emphasizing that while it's natural to feel, our responses should be calculated and constructive rather than impulsive. Action over reaction. In an age dominated by digital interactions, it's easy to confuse passive online engagement with active contribution. Obama distinguishes mere reactions from meaningful responses. Actions like voting, community involvement, and donating time and resources to causes reflect true activism that illuminates and uplifts, the personal fight to shine. For individuals marginalized by society, the endeavor to go high can be doubly demanding. As a Black woman, Obama is no stranger to this struggle. Her strategy focuses on maintaining resilience, filtering out negativity, and concentrating on the purpose and people she aims to uplift. Visits to schools and interactions with children serve as poignant reminders of her why: to foster a world cleansed of hate and brimming with potential. Choosing to go high is a testament to the power of positive action in the face of adversity. It's about keeping the essence of who we are, our inner light, untainted by the darkness that surrounds us. It's a decision to nurture that light, letting it guide us and inspire others, paving the way for a brighter, more inclusive future. So, as we navigate our journeys, let us remember the foundational question: for whom are we choosing to shine? Final summary. At the heart of the light we carry is a resonant truth. In a world beset by challenges that range from personal anxieties to global crises, each of us harbors the potential to be a beacon of hope, connection, and transformative change. The journey involves an introspective acknowledgement of our internal light, a powerful essence unique to every individual, fueled by a blend of talents, determination, and empathy. Navigating through the shadows cast by fear, isolation, and societal divisions, the message encourages us not merely to safeguard this inner glow, but to amplify it, turning its radiance outward. By cultivating deep, meaningful connections, we can extend our light, sparking a collective brilliance that illuminates the path forward. Yet, this endeavor is not without its formidable obstacles. The tumult of our times, marked by political upheaval, social injustice, and the incessant noise of digital distractions, threatens to overshadow our spirits. The act of going high when the currents pull us low demands a steadfast commitment to our values, patience in the face of provocation, and the courage to embrace vulnerability in forging genuine bonds. The light we carry stands as a testament to the enduring power of hope and the indomitable strength found in unity. It beckons us to tend to our light with the same ardor we devote to our cherished aspirations, nurturing it through acts of kindness, engagement with our communities, and a relentless pursuit of justice. In doing so, we affirm the possibility of a brighter, more inclusive world, one where the collective luminescence of our shared humanity dispels the darkness, guiding us towards a future brimming with promise. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.